gone altogether.
Now, what happens during the process is the real you, the real new you, the baby, starts growing. And your personality starts reflecting the new you. And there's a period in there where you're not, where you're actually reflecting half the old you. I say to her every so often, now how much of that, how much of what you're saying is 18 talking and how much of it is the new creation? There's a period in there where you're reflecting the old you. Your personality, remember, is purely what? Human. It's of this world. Period. Your spirit is not. Your personality and your body are, your spirit is not. Very definitely not. So, your personality just kept right on going the way it was used to, and your body kept right on going. You still breathe and ate and slept. So did your personality keep on going. But the thing your personality was supposed to do, this is why it doesn't matter if you're a nasty Christian. See, a nasty Christian goes to heaven. A beautiful swinger, you know, in the flesh, who's not saved, goes to hell. Your personality is not what your salvation is based on. Neither is your personality a reflection of the fact that you've been born again, because everybody has that problem, where even in the flesh, where your personality does not properly reflect your spirit. So whether you've got a human spirit or a born-again spirit, your personality, that is, in other people's eyes, is still going to be a very flawed, a very poor thing, all kinds of flaws in it. But we shouldn't be looking to personality. We should be looking, again, to the spirit. Now, spiritual awareness, when you have that, and we tried to experiment on that, and this old guy just flipped out. He was an old guy yet, and he just, yes, thank you, get away, scared, something awful. His spirit was so scared. In other words, when I made no attempt through personality, when I made no attempt, as I usually do, to slip into people, just plain, you know, his mind was blown completely. He was just scared, totally, freaked out.
What'd you say to him?
I don't know, but I made no attempt, as I usually do, to slip in, you know. That is, I didn't use personality at all. I just plain Hank, and he just freaked out. Right? Now, just because you know how to do that, doesn't mean you should do it. That comes way after you have awareness, after you know these things. You know, doesn't mean that could just be pushing people. You should be using everything you have, including your personality, to make it easier for people to get saved. You shouldn't just be, just because you know how to freak people out spiritually, doing it just to freak them out. You know what I mean? That's not helping them. Now, your personality, when you got saved, your personality, again, your spirit, your real spirit was utterly changed. Utterly changed. But your personality kept on the old way. But in the meantime, your new spirit began growing up. You see? And then it became a war. Yeah. Now, the longer you go, ideally, the more and more your personality reflects the new man.
But does it still reflect it imperfectly?
So heavy.
Is passing away, though there are many scriptures on this.
Oh, man.
Yes, the spiritual man judges everything.
Wow.
There are a lot of things tied into this. But you know what? I just became aware that I'm so spoiled, and that gift of the perception of spirit spoiled me rotten, that I just became aware again. You don't see any of this.
Sure.
You don't see any of it, do you?
That's for sure.
This is just the door to the whole subject. This is human I'm talking to you. This is human.
Oh, man.
Just so you'll know that it's true. This is the door into this man. Now, another thing. Hey, the world of spirits. Now, see, your flesh is all too willing. That's the old you again. The occult.
Yeah.
Oh, the world of spirit. Hey, the Bible doesn't talk much about spirit. Now think, I asked her, could you write 1,500 words on your spirit? Could write one. The Bible doesn't say much about spirits, really. It talks about spirits, but not describing spirits. It doesn't say what they are, and really, and in a way that we can grasp. The world of spirits basically is a no-no. It's there. It's like the tree was there, but God said, don't eat it. The witch did call Samuel up from the dead. It's real. A lot of that stuff is real, but it's not for us to deal with at all. God said no. Now, wrongly using those things is a terrible thing. But it is there, and you should have spiritual awareness. I hope each of you uses to God's glory. Spiritual awareness. You should be aware of yourself as a spiritual being. Frank Bloch and all that. I guess a lot of others are. Do you understand that? Are you saved? Yeah. See, you need to be saved. You need to have spiritual vision. These things we're saying sort of must make sense to you in a way. Some of it. And yet it was only human. What I'm saying here is only human. This is not, I'm just stabbing at a couple of scriptures to show. What I'm doing is appealing to your own experience and your own understanding of yourself. And you see how this explains so much. Now you chew this over for a while.
Wow. That's bright.
Yeah. Now, your personality. What about your heart, mind, soul? These things are real. They're not just cute words. You know, those are the words that you flip over. You know, you read this, oh yes, well, all right, I'll just keep on going. You remember that? Yeah, I don't know.
Those are the words we tell people. Your heart is deceitful and your soul full of sin.
Your soul full of sin.
You know that.
I guess you can get away with that. Yeah. But now, if I ever worked you over on that, your soul full of sin.
You know.
You can get away with it. Yeah. But now, what about really seeing the whole thing?
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my.
You people don't, do you?
No. No way.
I'd like to.
Yeah, I want to do
better. Now, when you do see all this, and then you see the imitation, like we saw tonight, when you see the imitation, the imitation gets good. It's like your personality can get good at coming across to people in a certain way. And you can be miles away from that well-worked-out routine. That isn't you at all. But it looks just like you. Surely that's you.
Because that's all people write about.
Didn't you ever hear of people? Here he is now. Went to college. Now he's a big man. He's got a big job. He's rising in a company. Company president. Well-known person. Blah, blah, blah. You read the paper, he just blew his brains out.
Yeah.
Did you read that?
But he was such a happy person.
He was such a happy person. He came across in a carefully built up way. But isn't it pretty obvious? Isn't it pretty obvious? What? Isn't what pretty obvious? That he was miles away from there.
Wow.
Your personality and your spirit.
Wow.
Understand, huh? I was going far.
Yeah.
Had to keep.
Got to go to work anyway.
Okay. We're going to interrupt the whole deal. All right, who's together? Come on. Who wants to drop it?
No
way.
No. You need the keys to the dorm, Joe. Where are they?
I don't know. Who's got it together?
I do.
So now, Tom, what?
Tom's what?
Your personality and your spirit, right? You got a spirit. You got reborn. You got a spirit. And your spirit starts growing. The new you, the new creation. He is purely spiritual, isn't he? Is he physical at all? Is he of this world at all? Mm-hmm. Or is he purely spiritual? Which is he?
Purely spiritual.
Well, Kip?
Purely spiritual.
Purely?
The spirit?
Are you all sure?
Yeah.
It's from God.
It's from God. So is the world from God. He made it.
He said the new creation.
The new creation. Is the new creation purely spiritual?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Is it purely spiritual?
Could you explain by purely spiritual?
See, you're also spaced out. You're not even sure of that.
It is.
And you won't even answer where you're from, really. The new creation is purely spiritual. 100%. Has nothing to do with this world. Period. No connection whatever. You should be confident of that. You should be sure. Unshakable. The new creation is totally of God. Child of God. And not of this world at all. We're in this world, but not of it. However, your body and your personality are of this world. Even your spirit is in this world and is used to being in this world.